Hi, my name is Michael Allen Taylor, and I study at the University of Queensland, Australia. I study physics and have worked for 2.5 years towards my PhD. The title of my thesis is Probing the Limits of Optomechanical Sensing. In order to see the wind, we can hang a balloon up. By watching the movement of the balloon, the motion of the air becomes visible. The things we can see are much more interesting if we scale that balloon down by a million times and watch it under a microscope. It will move continually because temperature is derived from microscopic vibrations. So, if we look at a little particle, we can find its temperature by measuring the vibrations. This could be useful if you wanted to know how hot the protein motors in our cells get when they run, for instance. This movement also lets you see how sticky any surrounding liquid is, which is important for understanding transport in cells. It also lets you measure mass, since heavier things move slower. So with the microscope, you can see far more than just the shape and color of your sample. You can see temperature, mass, texture, and much more. For my thesis, I explore the sensitivity limits of these measurements, particularly for applications in living cells. The fundamental limit comes from quantum mechanics, which tells us that a beam of light is made up of little packets called photons. These light packets arrive in a random pattern, sometimes closer together and sometimes further apart. These random fluctuations in the brightness can prevent us from seeing fine details with a microscope. We still get very good precision if we use a lot of light, but if we use too much, it can also grill the sample. This ruins things if we want it alive. The only way to beat the limit imposed by quantum physics is to use light which arrives in a non-random pattern, which we call squeezed light. I've built the first microscope to use squeezed light, and used this to measure the stickiness of the cytoplasm inside beer-brewing yeast cells. This was the first experiment to measure anything biological with better sensitivity than the quantum limit, so we've really opened up new possibilities with this. There are still a lot of things that we don't understand about how cells work, and I've delivered a better microscope to help observe these things. Hopefully, it will lead to new discoveries. This research was performed with the help of my supervisor, Warwick Bowen, my secondary supervisor, Joachim Knittel, members of our research group here at the University of Queensland, and our collaborators at the Department of Quantum Science in the Australian National University. This research is entirely funded by the Australian Research Council. Thanks for listening.